In this week's episode of Behind the Smiles, child life specialist Nicole and electronic medical records team leader Jill sit down to talk about the comprehensive care we provide every single patient during medical missions. The pair were members of the volunteer team during a recent mission in Madaba, Jordan. Here, they discuss everything that goes into delivering high-quality health care for patients around the world and detail some of their most memorable mission moments.
Hi, my name is Nicole Zina. I'm a child life specialist. I'm from Boston and currently practicing in Kuwait.
Hi, my name is Jill Rader. I do electronic medical records and I'm from San Diego, California. You got involved with Operation Smile?
So I'm a child life specialist, and in our practice we help children in the healthcare environment. So we understand the mission of Operation Smile, and we're able to get involved through the process of meeting other child life specialists and applying through the application process there. So for me, I always knew I wanted to provide healthcare abroad and internationally, and that's really what drove me to Operation Smile.
Did you know somebody who had done it, and then how did you get it?
Operation Smile is well known within the child life field, and actually it's something that all child life specialists going through internships and through training that we learn about, and we learn about how we can bring healthcare abroad and psychosocial support abroad.
Cool. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So what does it feel like to be on a mission helping kids and adults?
Well, so obviously coming into the field of child life, you're wanting to help children and families. So being able to do that in areas that might not have access to health care, it's really amazing to be able to bring comprehensive health care to children and families around the world in many different areas. For me, I think it's amazing to see the thought process that Operation Smile included all healthcare and really making it something that thinking about psychosocial care, that dental, health, medical, really all aspects of what a family would need, they're available.
Nice.
So what about you though? Why do you volunteer your time to help children with cleft conditions?
You know, I think we just spend so much of our time focused on ourselves at home, and when I think about going on missions, it's not easy. It's hard work. Mm-hmm. We're not in the most glamorous places.
Very true.
But you step outside of your own world and you're just focused on helping people. And I always say it helps me fill up my soul.
Exactly.
It's just a really good feeling to kind of get outside my own world and help other people.
Very true. Very true. Especially working in our daily lives, that day in and day out of work, it kind of makes you think, oh, wait, there's more.
There's something bigger in the world.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Tell me what the most rewarding aspect of your work on a mission is for you.
I think for me, because I'm not in the dental or a doctor or a nurse, I really that the most rewarding for me is being able to listen and hear the stories and giving access for children and their families to tell the stories, to be able to ask questions, to have people who want to be here to support them. So that's really what fills my soul.
And you're good at it.
Thank you. What about you? So what is your role on the mission?
So I do electronic medical records. So all of the information from the patient's charts, I enter into the computer.
Amazing.
It's not a very glamorous job.
but very important and needed, because if we didn't keep it in order, we could never give them the care that we
need. Yeah, so I enter all their screening information, and then after surgery, I go back in and enter all the operative info and what the surgeons did, and I make the surgery schedule every day.
Well, so, very important, making sure that we can do that.
Yeah, so it's fun.
Is there a moment that you've had with a patient or a family member that's stuck out to you the most?
Oh, my first mission was in Kenya, and so I was a guest on the mission, and I was able to go through my company that I was working for, and I decided I wanted to understand what these people go through. And so I picked out a young lady and her daughter. She was, the little girl was 5 months, five or six, I think she was 6 months old. And her name was Jane. She was kind of a little bald baby and had a big old cleft lip. And she was a doll, huge brown eyes and a smile that just lit up the room. And so, and her mom was only 20 years old.
Wow.
And so I followed them through every station in screening.
Amazing.
They got picked for surgery, so I played with her in with Child Life, mm-hmm. like before she went in. I carried her back to the OR and wow. held her hand while they put her to sleep. And then I stood beside the surgeon and watched the whole surgery, wow. and he kind of told me what he was doing. And then I was able to hold her in recovery until she woke up. And it was that moment when I handed her to her mom, and it makes me want to cry just
yes.
thinking about it. But I had to go find a room, and I literally cried for 10 minutes straight because it was, that's always my favorite moment of a mission is when the parent sees their child for the first time because it changes their lives.
Oh, of course it does.
It's truly amazing. So, yeah.
It's an amazing story.
Yeah. So that was 9 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many missions have you been on?
This is my seventh, and I'll be doing another one here in a few weeks. So wow. I'll be doing 7 and 8 here in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So what do you think sets Operation Smile apart from other organizations?
Well, I just feel that Operation Smile really thinks about the whole picture, thinks about not just the child, but the whole family and what they need, and really make sure that they bring everything, and being able to source everything and bring it here and accessing families in areas that most organizations won't even attempt to go into. So that's, I think, really the biggest part for Operation Smile, that they know that there are families that their surgeries can really change their lives, and they try and go and find them instead of staying still and having families come to them. So that's, yeah. I think that really helped.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So how has working with Operation Smile changed you personally?
You know, it's really been eye-opening. I've been to a lot of different countries now, mm-hmm. and seen different parts of the world and ways that people live that I could have never even imagined, mm-hmm. from my little corner of my world.
Exactly.
And it makes the world feel smaller. Like, we're all connected. We're truly all connected, and people are just people.
Exactly.
And so I feel like my Operation Smile missions are the best part of my life. Like, just being able to go in and do my tiny little part to help change people's lives. It's changed me in a lot of ways. It makes me more grateful. It makes me happy. It makes everything I do in my life just
more meaningful. Yeah, you really think
meaningful.
More about what you do and,
exactly.
and what your day-to-day actually looks like because
exactly.
you know what's out there.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. We have a lot of work to get back
yes,
to.
We do.
So I think we better go.
Yes.
That concludes our 12th episode of Behind the Smiles. We are so grateful to Jill and Nicole for sharing their stories. If you're interested in donating or getting involved, click the link in the episode description. Let us know you're listening by taking a screenshot and posting it on your story using hashtag Behind the Smiles. You may get a shout out on our social channels and in the next episode. You can find more great stories about our work on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Operation Smile. And finally, be sure to subscribe to this podcast. We put out new episodes every other Wednesday.